Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
No, I'm not going to program the Elvis channel on Sirius.
You should.
Oh, I
should.
Man.
I should.
What's the price tag to get you to do that?
That'd be awesome.
There is none.
There is none. Can I get to this real quick? I want to. So this, James O'Keefe released this. This is Cut 12, Phil.
He trapped another person, didn't he?
This is a top Pentagon advisor. He's revealing on hidden camera a conversation with a couple of retired generals to explore, quote, what we can do to protect people from Trump.
Well, I tell you what, this guy, he throws out a bottle of wine at a restaurant and he gets them all to spill the beans.
That's all
he?
It takes.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely right.
Yes.
He's the bait.
Roll it. Yeah.
And I work at this top consulting firm, and my client is the Pentagon. So I'm embedded in the Pentagon. I work in the Joint Staff, which is the top military command. Once you lost, I went into the intelligence community, and I became an FBI special agent. So I became a spy hunter. So I was a counterintelligence agent, special agent at the FBI.
What's your like overall assessment of Trump?
He's a sociopathic narcissist who is only interested in advancing his name, his wealth, and his fame.
Is there anything you can do to like protect American people from stuff that he might try to do?
I'm in conversation with a couple of retired generals to try to explore what we can do.
Who were the retired generals that you were going to talk to?
They're like one, two, or three star generals and admirals. You probably know maybe four stars.
So I also have a big day tomorrow, probably the biggest day of all. So we have this huge, huge meeting with military leaders in a very secure room called the Tank.
Ooh.
So we have a tank meeting with like all of the top leaders in the United States military tomorrow on my topic that I prepared.
So it went well.
I think it went well. Very sensitive information. We're gonna have to keep it between us.
Now that one. All right. Keep it between us, baby.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, he did not keep it between us.
What people do and say to get laid, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is his name is Jamie Manina, and he was on the Joint Staff. And with him now saying everything, unbeknownst to him, that is now public, he will end up in the Joint. And because he used to be a former staffer for Hillary Clinton, he will die in the Joint.
Yeah.
He won't get anything. That's just it. Their side, it's amazing.
Hillary's gonna have him whacked.
That's you better be careful who's walking behind you, buddy.
That's right.
But seriously, this is why they keep asking like Pam Bondi and whatnot, what are you gonna do? Because that's how they think.
Do you think he was referring to Millie there?
It's a good question.
I mean, it just creeps me out. Yeah. I believe this is real.
Oh, and, absolutely.
You know, like Greg alluded to. I mean, this is a guy who thinks, oh, she's really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're having a tank meeting.
So this is a straight guy. So you couldn't actually send out who's the guy that runs this?
Oh, James O'Keefe himself.
Because O'Keefe has actually duped in what I presume to be potentially gay men in these past conversations.
Yep.
This time he sent out a female.
I don't think it was O'Keefe that did it though. Like if they are of, I would assume that sexual preference, they send out guys. But this guy,
okay, so that wasn't O'Keefe in the past that did that. I remember the one time he did do one where he had like the disguise kit on.
Yeah, he dressed up like Huggy Bear. But yeah, look, you give these guys a bottle of wine.
Yep.
An attractive female. And
that's right.
They'll spill everything. Any world secret.
Yep.
Just bring in a bottle of wine and a chick.
Yep.
And then guys will be like, well, what do you want to know?
Well, I'm telling you, man, you're better off just getting that bottle of wine and sitting on your couch.
But my question is this a danger to democracy that you have Hillary Clinton's people, connected people, meeting with top, military, retired military, who still have inroads. Should this not be investigated?
And let's ask the really pertinent question here, because you talk about protecting the American people from Trump and what he might do is the question. And he totally took the bait there without saying specifics. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean? I mean, is it another assassination attempt? I mean, we have lived through two potential attempts, right?
Yep.
So there's nothing that you can sit there and say, well, is it possible that X, Y, or Z could happen? We have seen the most extreme thing. The last resort for eliminating a political leader is killing him. And this guy had two attempts in 9 weeks. So it's not far-fetched.
And I'd love to know if this guy, Menina, because he worked under the Clintons in Bill Clinton's administration right back in the day. So my question is, was he part of Russia, Russia, Russia? I just think this guy needs to be investigated and people like this, because, I mean, talk about, you know, people not letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing for somebody to go public with, you know, maybe something that they question or something that is a truth that they want to expose and shine a light on. But this is very different. This is somebody who is an insider, a government. I mean, FBI, special assistant to Hillary, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
This is concerning.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really care about this guy's, you know, professional livelihood as far as keeping his job. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does a good job. So many times you just see so many people that are good at what they do. And I don't know if he's good at what he does or not, that just lose their job because they can't stop chirping. Right? Like, just shut up.
Well, you bring up the best point. What if, I mean, thank God it's James O'Keefe. Because what if this had been, I don't know, actually somebody who is a foreign spy who wants to take out Trump and is now a very attractive female, mm-hmm. who's pumping him for all this information and somehow influences him or garners information from him that, even though maybe he's not involved, God forbid, I hope that he's not involved in some kind of a, you know, plot to assassinate.
Right.
But what if the spy who he's getting liquored up with is?
Yep.
I mean, that's a problem, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeesh.
KJP gave her final briefing of the Biden administration yesterday.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Phil, I don't know. Can you start this at 2:02? I don't know.
That's when she starts usually, right? 2 o'clock?
In the afternoon.
So she gave a final, like, you know, thank you. I'm here because other people, you know, broke the glass ceiling and everything like that. She says that she hopes my presence at this podium has served as an inspiration to many young girls.
Okay.
This is KJP yesterday. Roll it, pal.
The binder.
It is my sincere hope that I will, that I,
the Riddler.
While I may, be the first for many things at this podium, behind this lectern, I am not the last. I hope my presence at this podium has served as inspiration to many young girls out there who look at me and look at this job and look at what we've been able to do and have a similar background as me. And hopefully they can follow their dreams and never give up, and know that you can achieve great things if you put your heart and mind and be passionate about it, no matter how many barriers you may need to overcome. Progress is not always a straight line, but we all must do our part. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday is indeed today, bend it towards justice and pay it forward. I hope that I and many barrier-breaking colleagues in this administration have played a small role in doing just that. Standing here and having served in this role for this administration and this president has truly been the honor of a lifetime, one I am grateful for and I will never forget. But it is a job I could never have done alone. And so finally, I do want to...
Yeah, you're right. You do not do the job alone. For the big topics, they send in John Kirby. And then you get mad because they send in the straight white guy. And it has nothing to do with your gender or your race. It has to do with the incompetence. And I have said many times on this show that Kamala Harris is the poster child of identity politics. If you look it up in the dictionary, she is the ultimate DEI hire. Karine Jean-Pierre right behind her at number two. Actually, I actually think Kamala Harris is probably significantly brighter than Karine Jean-Pierre. But you talk about the opportunity of a lifetime. Exit polls show that Joe Biden will leave the White House with the 33% approval rating. There were two polls yesterday, one from Fox, one from CNN, that characterized, and the numbers were almost identical, 61% of Americans polled deemed the Biden presidency to be a failure. You know, if she wants, look, she's going to have this on her resume. She might end up like Psaki. Psaki much better than her. I still believe Karine Jean-Pierre, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, you're looking at probably the most in-over-their-head administration in my lifetime. I can't speak beyond, you know, 40 years, but this I hope in the next 19 years that I have left to live, that there will not be an administration this bad again.
Oh, we kid. We kid, man. But boy, there's a lot of dark humor on
you
this.
You think I'm kidding? Right? I'm serious.
By the way, when she says girls like me, she's not talking about there are many women who've had this job. Yeah. Dee Dee Myers in the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Of course, Dana Perino, who we all love. She had that job under Bush. So she's not the first woman. And technically, you know, she's French. She's French born.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not African American in that regard, right? Because she was French born.
Mm-hmm.
I think what she's talking about as far as barriers is because she is in the LGBTQ plus community.
Yes, minority and lesbian.
That's what she's like mostly referring to.
Yeah. By the way, BC Magaman wants to know, Nick, if the big announcement at 9:30 is that you finally broke 100 in golf.
Oh, ouch.
Broke that 11 years ago, man.
Ouch. 81's
my low score, Holmes. And we want to work on your material.
Dang. By the way, didn't she look in that bright green sweater? She looked like she was going to, I don't know, be the Philly Fanatics, like, skipper mascot or something.
She looked like a sour warhead. Remember the sour warheads?
Those are banned now because of Red Dye number 3. Jessup Jura says, anyone else notice how much Greg Stacker sounds like the obnoxious kid from Polar Express?
Wow, that's oddly specific.
By the way, I saw that that movie for the first time over Christmas.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Tom Hanks.
Watched it for my son, but it was fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Speaking of the briefing room yesterday, they asked the KJP about the ceasefire and how much Donald Trump and his team deserve credit for it. We talked about this a little earlier, but if you're just tuning in at 9 a.m., where have you been?
We start at 6 a.m.
Yeah. By hour 3, we're all a bit loopy. By hour 6, Dawn is Dawn is seeing triple.
And pedophiles.
Cut 24, go.
You and the president have stressed that this is the framework that he put forward last spring. But the president also made clear it was important to him to work with the incoming administration, that they'd be speaking in one as one team, as he put it. Even the Qatari prime minister in his remarks personally thanked Steve Witkoff, the incoming administration's Middle East envoy. So do Donald Trump and his team deserve any credit for this?
I mean, look, everyone is going to want some credit. Everybody's going to want some credit. Get that? That's how this goes when something good happens.
Yeah,
not unusual.
Inclusion.
It is not unusual at all. What I can say is the president got it done. Right? That's what I can say. And what I could also say is that, and you said it in your question to me, is that there was a framework that was put forward. And it was put forward by the president back in May 31st of last year. And it was endorsed by the world. And you see a president that has done everything that he can. This is someone who has foreign policy experience, decades of foreign policy experience. He understands what it means to bring people together. He understands what it means to get a deal done. He also said in his remarks how difficult it was to negotiate. Negotiating is incredibly hard.
Mm.
And this wasn't easy, but we got it done. And so, you know, this is someone who speaks from experience. And this is, again, not an easy thing to get done. But as we've said, and I've said multiple times, and I think Jake Sullivan said this obviously recently when he was here on Monday, we were able to work closely with the Trump transition team and coordinate with them.
Interesting.
But again, this is a framework that the president put out, and negotiations aren't easy, and this is one of the toughest negotiations that he experienced, and this is something that the president shared with all of you.
So Joe Biden put this together in May, and Trump was the closer. it seems like.
No.
No, this, you don't think so?
Joe Biden during the and Kamala blowing off Netanyahu and talking out of both sides of their mouths.
Oh yeah, you remember
never
that.
Would have gotten this done if Kamala Harris. I mean, I can't even like shudder to say the words, but if she would, you know, were the one being inaugurated, this would not be the conversation.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Agree. Oh yes, yeah.
Trump
I said
came
that
out when yep. he said there'd be hell to pay on January 7th. And said, Steve, come on up here, say a few words. And Steve just came back, and now he's going to go back. I was like, they're getting it done. That's mm-hmm. it. It's over because of Donald J. Trump. Look, and at the end of the day, we have people down in the darkness who've been held for 400 days or whatever. It's horrible. So it's icky to even say, well, who gets the credit? But I'm just saying it is absurd. And they thou dost protest too much on this one, too. Mm-hmm. They're protesting because they know full well that they failed.
Speaking of protesting, I hope if we have more of those college protests on campuses with the anti-Semitism, I hope the students that are here on temporary visas are sent back home.
Boom. Go back.
I really do. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, it's kudos locally. Kudos. And part of that, you know, I'll give a lot of credit to local officials who shut it down. The police, when they showed up, remember that? We were on the air. And Philadelphia police with Commissioner Bethel, and they showed up at UPenn early, woke everybody up, and they were dressed in all that SWAT gear, but very mm-hmm. calmly, firmly said, bye-bye. This is done. This is over.
Remember the one video? I'm not sure if it was in Texas or Florida, where there was a protester on some campus, and the cop was just not having it. He zip-tied the dude. He had his arms zip-tied and his feet together, and he just carried him out like a board of wood from the Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
It's glorious. Like Dawn on a Saturday doing her construction projects.
Jackie Heinrich from Fox News asked Karine Jean-Pierre, why is it you seem unwilling to extend any credit to Trump for this deal? A little parting shot for Jackie.
I'm filling in for the Deuce Man.
Yeah, well, we know, because we played it the other day, the Deuce Man, I guess they must rotate or something like that. So his last appearance, you know, they kissed and made up.
They're like Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. Roll Jackie.
Where's Jackie?
Where's Jackie?
Phil, where's Jackie?
Come on, Phil. Where's Jackie?
Where's Jackie?
25, Phil. 25.
Anyway.
There we go.
Why is it that you seem unwilling to extend any credit to Trump for this deal? Couldn't he just have said, you know, hold off until I'm in office?
What I will say is that...
I hate that man.
What we know to be true, what we know this process, how it has moved over the past 8 months, this is a deal that happened under the framework that this president put forward and was endorsed by the world. And this is also an administration that has had certainly the support, the back of Israel, that helped denigrate Hamas, their military severely, weaken them. And we created, because of also we created the conditions for this deal. That is what has happened over the last 8 months.
Well, there she is, future 8 p.m. host on MSNBC, Karine Jean-Pierre, spinning. And cycling through a whole bunch of nothing.
You think she'll get an MSNBC gig?
You know, it's funny you say that, and I think the default answer is she's awful. But when I've seen clips of her when she used to be a contributor as a panelist, she's actually much better spoken. Now, maybe she just can't shoot from the hip in that role. Up in front of people.
I gotta say this. I don't like. I know Saki has a show there. Her mm-hmm. show is not. Even if you don't agree with him, you can look at like Rachel Maddow does a good show. You know what I mean? For what she does, she does she's very well prepared. She does a good show for what she does.
Right.
Jen Psaki does not.
You just don't think she has the chops to be in that 60-minute slot doing what's required.
Yeah, I don't think that she has the... No.
I don't think Caitlin Collins does either.
No, she certainly doesn't.
Right,
no.
Just because
nobody on CNN does.
Just because you're chief correspondent.
Except my buddy Michael Smirkanis.
You know, like Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta goes from being in one role to the next. Not every reporter can be a host. Not every host can be a reporter. There are certain skill sets. And yeah, you're on camera. Yeah, you're on microphone. And Dawn, you can speak to this better than anybody. But it doesn't mean you're going to transition into another role and just be a natural. Some people have it. Some people learn to fit and they figure it out along the way. I don't see Saki, Collins, or any of those to be of the chops. And for the main part for me is they never mix it up. They never make you laugh. They never make you it's the same thing day after day. I said this a few days about Caitlin Collins, mm-hmm. whether it's her show or her Twitter timeline, it's everything Trump. Like, yes, Trump is politics, but there's 40 other things that you can comment on. Can you mix in a social story, a culture story, an entertainment story? Have on an athlete. Just do something to break up the monotony of Trump 24/7.
Well, that's just it. I would relate it to this. Let's say you think about the comedians like Saturday Night Live that used to be funny. Why aren't they funny anymore? Because they became so distracted with their anti-MAGA, anti-Republican narrative, and they that's their whole narrative, that's their whole goal, and so therefore being funny is really not the first goal,
right.
And they're just not funny anymore. I would say something similar to people, all these different individuals, whether it was Caitlin Collins, whether it's Jen Psaki. It just appears to me that their goal is not to give you the information and serve you and have an honest relationship with you, the consumer, the viewer, the listener, etc. Their main goal is clearly all about hating Trump, a political narrative, and that's where they go off the rails because they're not serving you. Because in television and radio, it's the audience of one.
Right.
Kevin.
Right? What?
Kevin Poulsen.
What's Kevin?
9:30 at the 1210 WPHD announcement. It says next week it'll be KJP and company, and it starts at 6 a.m.
Kale and Kareen.
Kale and
I'll see you tomorrow.
But she,
come talk to me.
But think about it. Obviously, she's like a nice person.
Oh yeah, she seems like a sweetheart.
Because you see the way that they Ducey reacts to her.
Yeah,
she is just downright incompetent. She's just incompetent, and she's so incompetent that they're like, man, she can't do her job.
Yeah,
I you know what I mean. But I think on the other hand, I do think that they think she's like a nice person, manipulated.
You have to be able to control the room. She never had command of that setting.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
You're 100% right.
Or the command of the information she's supposed to be disseminating.
Saki had more confidence and composure. Kaylee McEnany was a little bit of a pistol, which I like. I'll tell you who, and you know, I always make fun of her, but I know it's your girl. Like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, when she was in that role, she didn't take guff from anybody, right?
No, she just didn't give a damn. She was very good at that.
She was excellent.
The best, I think, in my tenure, like as long as I've been following this, is the blonde woman, the Trump blonde woman,
McEnany.
Yeah. She was Kaylee. She was the best at it because she literally did not take crap from anybody.
And also,
she was not better than Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I believe she was.
She was not.
I believe she was.
I you talk about the TV transition. I don't
like either of them. I just think she was better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, I have no problem with McEnany being a contributor.
They all lie.
I don't think she's a great host either.
She'll come into it. I think she's an attorney. She's bright. She's young. So she will evolve. But, you know, the thing about it is you look at all of them. You mentioned Jackie Heinrich. Remember last June she was, and remember Jackie was the one, remember? During the whole Dominion thing, we learned things about her, like she was texting. So they promoted her. This is my inside. Like, I love this stuff.
Yeah, what
was Heinrich doing?
Sean and Tucker did not like her.
No, she was not. She was not fully on the team.
Yep.
So
Laura Ingram was like, get her out of there. Yep, get her out of there.
So, but that's,
you know, like you guys all say about me in secret text messages.
I don't say that.
We have the do not disclose to Greg.
There's a text chain with Kale and Dawn and Zioli and Dom. And they're all like, how do we get him out of there?
How do we overthrow management?
But Jackie was elevated to sort of be an equal with Ducey. So they were in like, mid-June.
Yeah.
They're both like the White House team. So there's that little insider piece of it. But as far as Kaylee McEnany, she's an attorney. She's a contributor. Oh. She'll do fine. But now with Will Kane at 4, like there aren't many spots open. They kind of jockey for those spots.
I'm sure you're going to say she did a good job. But I only can judge her based on television. How did you think Dana Perino did when she was doing it for Bush?
She Dana is smart and she is steady. So I think that she is always, she's not going to show all this flair,
right.
But she was solid. And keep in mind, I think at the time, I know Caroline Leavitt's the youngest, but wasn't Dana like in her, she was not 30. She was like
She was young.
20, mid-20s or whatever. So.
Leavitt's 27.
When I tell you.
Dana must have been like 27
she's,
and a half.
She's literally 5 foot tall, so I don't know how she even stood above that podium.
Which is why Greg Gutfeld loves her. Because she makes him look big.
Yeah.
Greg Gutfeld, I've heard stories, by the way, about that guy.
I would tend to believe they're probably true.
Yeah. No, he's...
He's a diva. I'm telling you,
a lot of them are deep. The guys in television, they're divas. Yeah. Trust me.
I'm Team Jimmy Fallon.
Well, I mean, how can you not be Team Jimmy?
No, we loved Jimmy.
Yeah, you got to be Team Jimbo when he's dropping gems like this.
It burns his old drooping nose.
It's 30 million times funnier than Greg Gutfeld is. Nick, can you help me out here? This is cut for Sage Steele was on a podcast, and she was discussing the fact that ESPN tried to clean up the Sugar Bowl mess by airing a prayer at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, after you know we ripped them for the following the terrorist attack, all these other networks, you know, showing the anthem. And ESPN, they, you know that they're hearing the rumblings of how they're being ripped, so now they're overcompensating.
Roll just a little bit of this Sage Steele interview with OutKick.
When you saw the pregame prayer be aired, and maybe you've seen something Clay has, is this something that they just did as a bit of an overcompensation? Wait, we need to cover ourselves now. We need to show that we actually care. Or was this something that we probably would have seen regardless?
In my 16 and a half years at ESPN, I never once saw a prayer aired in any way, shape, or form. Actually, I think throughout the years, you and I and all of your viewers have seen countless times when any mention of God or Jesus or faith is edited out of things. I think the timing is fascinating. I should say, okay, kudos to ESPN for showing for showing the prayer in the first place. Do I suspect that timing is everything? Yeah, and that it is in reaction to the major pushback that they received after not showing the moments of silence at the Sugar Bowl and then the national anthem following the moment of silence. It was so egregious, and I tweeted about it and I put it on my Instagram, and I really do try to stay away from too much that revolves around my former employer. That life is gone, and I am so glad to be past it, grateful for those years. I couldn't help it, Charlie, because it was such, to me, a blatant decision to skip. You are a mile away, maybe less than in New Orleans, from where all of those people were murdered on the morning of what was supposed to be the game that was airing on ESPN. And you chose to ignore it when people are suffering, and it's so much bigger than football.
There's no question that was intentional. It was by design, because they know that every non-mainstream media outlet, sports or news, was excoriating ESPN for that. We talked about it with Sean Farish. We talked about it with Tony Bruno. So it's the overcompensation. It's the trying to make good. But the reality is this. ESPN is entrenched in left-wing politics, identity politics. They're owned by ABC and Disney. And this is, and you don't get the benefit of the doubt when you don't air a national anthem, yet 9 months earlier in your studio broadcast show for the March Madness Women's Tournament, you took a moment of silence on the air for LGBTQ rights. So if you're going to do that, at least play the national anthem, at least show the national anthem. And I don't need the national anthem on every broadcast, but following a tragedy, a terror attack, you should probably carry the anthem. And I don't buy the timing excuse.
Yeah.
Everything is measured out to the nanosecond in television. They could have played it if they wanted to. Or run it back after the break on, you know, recording. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, get a Dawn Stenslin Big Three, and then, yes, just 11 minutes and 16 seconds from now, the big It's not even big. It's the major,
major
station announcement.
Yeah.
And it's coming up at 9:30 here on Kale and Company. Ish. Because it's always ish with this program.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dawn Stenzel and Big 3 at 9:24.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by the Special Olympics of Pennsylvania. So TikTok, the possible TikTok ban, just days away, and many people scrambling over this. But there's word that President-elect Donald J. Trump is working to avert a shutdown of TikTok.
He thrived on TikTok in the lead up to the election. Some of his metrics on TikTok, the garbage truck stunt, the McDonald's thing, massive.
Massive.
Yeah. Remember, Vivek said Republicans have to do a better job of utilizing it. And they did.
So what's going to happen with regard to that? And what's the tactic here? So we're following that one. That's one of the stories that we've been following all week.
That's gonna be a big take tomorrow. But do you really think doesn't that kind of confirm, if China is not willing to sell it and get billions of dollars for it, doesn't that kind of confirm our suspicions a little bit of the spying and what TikTok was used for outside of, you know, kids posting stupid dance videos?
Yeah. I mean, that's the question.
Right.
It's before the Supreme Court. Are they basically really a spy operation?
But again, slippery slope, the theme of the morning. You know, if they get rid of TikTok or if it's banned, where does it stop? What's next?
Dun, 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 dun. So we have that one going on. We also have the former USS John F. Kennedy leaving the Philadelphia Navy Yard to be dismantled. So it's leaving Philadelphia. It is headed for Texas. And this is playing out in Philadelphia. It's making some national news.
I'm told that it's seeking out
soft, chubby, fat-looking children.
Yeah.
That's a sin.
Well, I mean, it could be this one.
Help me understand this.
Could be that Kennedy as well.
Help me understand this. And number three, where do I go with this? I got to hurry. But number three, as Fox Sports and the LIV Golf.
Live and Love, golf. It's the one that's bankrolled by the Saudis.
So they've announced they've signed a multi-year TV deal ahead of the new season. And so starting in in February next month, all 3 days of their golf tournaments will air across Fox, with more than half of the league's schedule airing on Fox or FS1.
Yeah, they only play three rounds, 54 holes. I still have no interest in it, but it'll be better to... I never really watch it.
I'm curious why you have no interest in it.
I'm just a
PGA guy.
I'm just a traditional PGA guy.
Gotcha. You know, he likes more holes.
Four rounds, more holes, bigger holes. Sometimes
bigger
smaller holes.
Holes.
Yeah, it just depends on my mood.
Okay.
I like wearing pants.
It's a sin.
Yeah, I don't like music being... Like, I play golf, and if somebody's got a little music thing on their golf cart like Trump does, it kind of takes the edge off, especially if you're having a couple of drinks. But when you're in, like, a serious golf cart, I don't want to hear music. Like, I want to just be left alone, and, you know, that's my sanctuary out there. That's my sanctuary city's a golf course.
Well, we are sponsored by Special Olympics PA 2025. Philadelphia Polar Plunge is the coolest event in the Philadelphia region. Chill at Citizens Bank Park February 1st. Make a splash and support Special Olympics Pennsylvania athletes at the same time. Just visit phillyplunge.org. Learn more. Sign up today. Thank you to our Special Olympics PA for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right. Thank you very much, Dawn.
Nick, quick question for you before we break here. Are you do you consider yourself like a soda guy?
No.
You don't drink any soda?
I might have three or four cans a year, and occasionally I get the itch for like a fountain soda at Wawa.
So this guy is an influencer on TikTok. Speaking of TikTok, since Dawn brought it up, he claims he's a soda addict, that he can go through 30 12 packs of soda in a weekend. 12 packs of soda.
It's not good for you.
In a weekend.
30 12 packs of water would not be good for you in a weekend.
His name is Steve Kenyon, has grown a following for documenting how much soda he drinks. Kenyon will sometimes add coffee creamer and flavored syrups to his drinks.
Well, you got to give a little more sugar, I guess.
Assuming he can drink 100 cans of soda a day, Kenyon could be consuming upwards of 4,000 milligrams of caffeine a day, 10 times the recommended amount.
How's he not dead?
The influencer has multiple refrigerators throughout his home so he can so he never runs out of the cold beverage. You want to see some of this?
I would love to see
nonsense. Roll it, Phil.
This is Life of a Soda Addict Part 12. See how much soda I can drink in a day. I start every morning with 4 sodas on my way to the gym. Need that caffeine, so 48 ounces.
Wow.
100 ounce, that's 148 ounces on my way back from the gym. Finish that off, get a couple more Diet Dr. Peppers.
Fresca!
Off. Now I'm going to get 3 Frescas and pour
Fresca! How about a Fresca?
I haven't seen a Fresca in years.
Pour on any flavoring, down that, get a couple more, another couple, about 258. Pound those, go through some more meetings.
Wow.
Pound some more. Now I'm going to go run an errand for my wife, but get a thirst drink, 44 ounces there. End of the day, going to play a little college football 2025.
So then, you need caffeine for
another errand, pound some more soda.
That's it.
On movie, get 32 ounces, fill them up through the course of the film.
Oh my God.
My day with a little extra, finishing off at close to 5 gallons.
Here's wow. And they're all zero sugar.
So right? they must be good for you.
Yeah, but obviously the caffeine's still there.
Unbelievable.
And all the other terrible ingredients. Just because they're zero sugar does not mean like you're doing... Well, I mean, you're improving your odds a little bit, but...
It's all chemicals.
Oh, my God.
Just drink water.
And and he's being rewarded. I mean, we're rewarding him. We're playing him now, but...
And he's skinny.
Yeah, but there's a... I mean, guys, there's a skinny fat. Come on.
Well, yeah.
I would love to see his blood work.
But also, the carbonation.
Ugh.
That's a big reason why I'm not, for many reasons, but the carbonation eventually fills you up.
It does.
You get bloated.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
All right, I wanted to get that at least one cut before we make our big announcement.
That's right. And that is coming up on the other side.
Uh-oh.
Major station announcement. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
We never hit anything on time.
It's close.
Which is remarkable.
We're close. Close enough. Yeah.
Close enough now. All right, so it is time to unveil our major station announcement. And if you have been listening to the station for the last day, you know we've been talking and promoting the big station announcement. And it's very rare that an opportunity like the one that we're about to tell you about comes to fruition. As of all of our listeners are well aware, the Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobiles are paramount, important partners to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Piazza Auto Group and the Piazza family, they have built an amazing legacy in this region. The late Vincent Piazza Sr., who served in the U.S. military, Army veteran, Korean War, started Piazza Auto Group over 50 years ago. And Mr. Piazza's sons, Dan and Tony, have carried on the legacy. Today, the Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobiles feature almost 20 brands. I tell you about them all the time, as does Dawn, with over 40 locations throughout the Delaware Valley. And furthermore, they have been major supporters of the community, including the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the Salvation Army, and many others. And today, we are so excited and super proud to announce, and this is the big announcement, that the 1210 WPHT Studios will now be the Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobiles Studios. And we are so excited and humbled for Piazza to serve as our naming rights partner. And we look forward to growing what is already a wonderful partnership. And today, joining us for the unveiling, we have our Senior Vice President, Market Manager, a.k.a. the Big Boss, David Yadgaroff, a.k.a. Yad, Senior Account Executive for Sponsorships, our buddy who manages Piazza's relationship,
Michael
Steinberg.
He told us he's the fourth member of Kale & Company.
He is.
Yes, you are, Michael.
He is. Yeah. And he's always welcome in Box 4 on YouTube anytime he's like. And, of course, representing the Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobiles, the great marketing director, Jamie Lopiccolo, is with us as well. So, Greg Stocker, without further ado, let's hear it.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey
app. Yeah, there we go. Nice. Look at that. Dawn, you want to do a little commentary there? There we go.
Let you know that we're doing a ribbon cutting if you're not watching on YouTube. So this is a nice little ribbon cutting. Jamie, by the way, I think of Jamie as like the Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny, but way younger and hotter. And so Jamie with this huge scissor, but she knows everything about automobiles.
Cut it. Come on.
Come on.
Here
so
we
she's
go.
Got these huge. And 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Yeah!
Now, the best part of all of this is that I think Michael Steinberg might have snuck in some champagne. For us.
Wait, where's the champagne?
The Dawn show up coming will be Dawn a little liquored.
Yes. Which we are not opposed to. We are not opposed to
can
that.
Can we get David Yadger off on the
David, can you put these on?
On the microphone, course, yes, to talk about the great partnership and the great love that we have for the Piazza Auto Group?
Take it away, boss.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So the Piazza Auto Group and the Piazza Premium Automobiles have been terrific partners for us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT for over 20 years. And they make significant commitments not only to the radio station, but to our audience and our community. And recently, in the past couple of years, as you guys know, Dawn and Nick, you guys have become customers and terrific brand ambassadors, and we appreciate that hard work.
Oh, yeah. If anybody in my family, you're getting a car and you don't go to Piazza, you're dead to me.
Dead, yes, to me.
Dead to,
correct,
me. And this is what I tell
them.
Well,
you can put me on the list and get me a car, too, Dawn. So thank you. I appreciate that.
My wife needs a new SUV by the end of this year, and if she doesn't go to Piazza, she's dead to me. Yeah.
So when the studio naming rights partnership came about, and it's really, that's exactly what it is. It's a partnership. Piazza and Piazza Premium Automobiles were just a natural fit. The family has built one of the most respected automotive brands in the region, and all while supporting the community in which they serve and where they live. And for us to have a locally owned heritage family business with such a legacy as our studio naming rights is a terrific honor. So thank you to the Piazza family. Thank you to our listeners who support the Talk Radio 1210 family and Piazza and all of our advertising partners. Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah. Well said. Well
this is
said.
So important to us because you think about what we went through in the pandemic and the Piazza family, you're our family, and Jamie, Michael, you've worked so hard. And seriously, it just, you're the wind beneath our wings. And you said 20 years, that's a long time. But, you know, you think about what we've been through. I mean, as far as a city, the pandemic, but then I have to say what we've been through as, you know, as a conservative woman who came out on the came out of the closet, literally on air. And so I just feel like I can't stress enough how important it is to have, like you're saying, a legacy local company as the wind beneath our wings. This is huge. And it really is an honor.
Yeah. And they're present in our communities. Yeah. They serve our communities. Yep. They employ a ton of people. It's a fantastic partnership.
Yep. The fact that they are out there and Greg, you talk about it all the time, putting themselves out there because, you know, this format, this station, you get branded a certain way. And some businesses, you know, are afraid of that. Not the Piazza Auto Group. You know, they stand a lot of the things that certain people value, and they have always been great. And the thing that I love the most is, and if you've heard, you know, me doing these reads, I'm not talking about my Honda Ridgeline truck. I'm talking about a lot of the other brands and a lot of the other vehicles.
Because we tease you that it's not really a truck.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you think it's a, you know, an SUV. That's fine.
100% an SUV.
You'll see me coming through the snow. I won't be working remotely because I'm coming in my Piazza truck. But, you know, just going to all the brands, whether it's Hyundai, Nissan, Honda, all the way up to, I've driven Alfa Romeo, obviously the Land Rover. Maserati. No matter which dealership you walk into, they treat you truly like family. And I see that when I go in there, and it's just, I think that's why you have almost 20 different brands and 40 locations. That's not by accident.
I say this all the time. If you love what we do and you support what we do and you know what we do, you have to support the sponsors. There's nothing more important than what we do. There's nothing more important to our business, to our brand, to our industry than our sponsors. And for Piazza Auto Group to give us the studio naming rights, or to take the studio naming rights and you know, be branded with 1210 WPHD is such a huge commitment, and you need to patronize our sponsors no matter what.
That's correct.
Well said, Greg.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Jamie, to Michael, to Yad, to Rob, to Tony and Dan, the Piazza family, and obviously what Mr. Piazza started a half century ago. We would not be here today without all of those people that have been a part of this process. So big thank round you. Of applause.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
Now, here where's the go. Champagne?
Yeah, by the way.
Where's that bottle at?
By the way, Jamie, tell Dan that I'm coming for him to go to a Megadeth show with me. So.
I know. Yeah.
And tell Tony I'm going to beat him on the golf course next summer. Not really.
Where's the champagne? Come on, let's go.
There we go.
Never too early. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. All right. We're going to come back, and then we'll get to today in music history
as well as
what's on tap for the Dawn show. And Dawn will skedaddle out, and we'll do the musical chair thing. It's Kale and Company. We're back after this on a Thursday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT from the new Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobiles Studios.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Thank you to the Piazza Auto Group for always sponsoring us and always being a huge partner in what we do. We could not do it without them, seriously.
And not just the backdrop behind me, but also the new backdrop behind both Dawn and Greg.
Look at us.
Symmetry.
Look at us.
How about that?
Piazza
trifecta.
Auto Group. Nice.
We're all grown up now. All right, 9:52. We will find out what is on tap for the Dawn Show in just about 7 minutes. But right now, we find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Wait, hang on. Say it again. Sorry.
Today.
There we go.
Today, January 16th, we celebrate the birthdays of Paul Wells from Talk Talk and Jeff Klavan from Crocus. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Katherine Anderson from the Marvelettes, as well as Billy Francis from Dr. Hook. Sega's Akuda Ruby Tuesday by the Stones in 67. Dust in the Wind by Kansas in 78. And We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's in 1982. Albums Akuda Accepts debut in 79. Blue Oyster Cult's debut in 72. Paradise Theater by Styx in 81. A Night of Triumph by Triumph, a live album in 87. And The Hit List by Joan Jett in 1990. Also in 92, Eric Clapton recorded his MTV Unplugged show. In 88, Tina Turner performed in front of 182,000 people in Rio. And on that same day, Belinda Carlisle was atop the UK singles chart, and George Michael was atop the US album chart. In 57, Little Richard recorded Lucille. In 2015, Puddle of Mudd's front man is arrested at the Denver airport after he went on a joyride on a baggage carousel into a restricted area. And in 80, Paul McCartney was jailed in Tokyo for 9 days for marijuana possession after being found with 219 grams upon arrival at their airport. McCartney said in 2004, the stuff was too good to flush it down the toilet, so I thought I'd take it with me. But lastly, on this day in 96, Jamaican authorities opened fire on Jimmy Buffett's seaplane, which U2's Bono was also on board, mistaking it for a drug trafficker's plane. Poor Kale and Company.
Wow.
I'm Phil Omquist. Who else brings that information to me?
Nobody. That's why you're here.
Nobody down the hall.
There's no other way we can close out the town. I agree.
Hey, can you run into your other studio and play one more clip?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And there's also going to be a Hit List remix. There's this new group coming to town. They're called Pam Bondi and Cash Patel. According to Adam Schiff and everybody that grilled them yesterday on Capitol Hill. All right, so Phil Omquist has skedaddled back to his command post, and we'll wrap up with a clip here before we get to Dawn.
So I wanted to play this, and maybe I should have saved this for tomorrow for the Friday edition. But TLC has released a new show that follows around a woman with Tourette's and captures all of her tics. I love TLC. I absolutely love TLC.
Get a new sponsor in here, and you want to get us in trouble before we get out of here.
TLC is just amazing. And look, kudos to this, she has this affliction, and she's making money off of it. God bless capitalism.
Celebrate capitalism, baby.
But her name is Baylin. She's 21 years old, and she has Tourette's syndrome, and then she can't stop saying baby wiener.
Is this MAGA Tourette's or regular Tourette's?
Roll it, Philip. Roll it.
Top that wiener, tap the rotisserie chicken. And scene. Off. My name is Baylin. I'm 21 years old, and I have Tourette's syndrome.
Uh-oh.
In a little baby weenie. Spotted alone in a safari. An itchy baby weenie. Sorry, I'm excited. Off.
I am going to watch the show.
Tourette's syndrome is a neurological involuntary motor and vocal disorder that is chronic. Chronic dick. Slap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Tap that wiener. Tourette's syndrome causes me to have tics, and tics are sudden twitches, sounds, or movements that I do repetitively. Stupid. When I get the urge to tick, it feels like my skin is crawling and it's very, very itchy. Mm-hmm. After I do the tick or release the tick, the urge goes away.
Yeah.
I love this girl.
My tics.
I'm being dead serious. Mm-hmm. I love this girl.
Yeah, she don't give a damn.
This is amazing. I mean, look, you you have these afflictions.
Yeah.
You make the best of them.
She reminds me actually of my wife's sister. My wife's sister has Down syndrome, and my wife's sister loves to flip the bird. She throws the middle finger around like nobody's business.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, look.
God, that's funny.
These people have these afflictions, but like it's like they're just telling the truth, and it's just, you know, you gotta. A million percent. I am watching this.
So she has a small weenie. So the question that I think the audience wants to know is this trans Tourette?
No. She's just saying.
No, it's
just
a joke.
It's yeah.
It's just like a part of your brain.
Yeah.
So imagine, I want her to watch the confirmation hearings, and when Shifty Shift and Blumenthal come, like her go tap that. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I would hire her to do a radio show. We would be fired in 10 seconds. Yeah.
What would the FCC do though?
I know,
because she's protected by the Federal Disability Act.
Yep.
Take that, FCC! You're getting discrimination, huh? Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah,
I just figured we would end on a
giggle.
Pair her with Harry on Saturday nights.
I'm 100% watching this show.
And what channel is that? TLC.
TLC.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I mean, good for her. Yeah. I hope she. Yeah, I'll tell you this much. She's going to get better ratings than MSNBC.
100%.
There's no doubt about it.
100%.
She just won't get Rachel Maddow money.
It's a baby wiener. I have a baby wiener.
A baby shark. Baby. Yeah. There you go. All right. That will do it for us. But we have the Dawn Show coming up in just about a minute and 6 seconds. And we find out what she has lined up in just over a minute.
Yeah, there's so much developing right now. So we'll talk to some local officials. And the expert we'll talk to has been very pro-Trump with regard to what's happening as far as hopefully cross your fingers a deal, or should you? So should everybody say, hold off, wait a minute, like Netanyahu has? So we'll get some local perspective on this reported deal that's now on hold between Israel, Hamas, etc. We have Doug Burgum, and he is, you know, he's Trump's nominee to lead the Interior Department. So why this is critical to why Doug Burgum is critical to Pennsylvania, as well as somebody who will help California greatly in the future to fend off these kinds of wildfires. So we'll get into Burgum. We'll get into all the confirmation hearings. You're not going to miss a thing. Woo-hoo. Ton of Trump news, too.
All right. Looking forward to that. The Dawn Show is coming up next. But before she gets into her show, she has a word for the Piazza Auto Group.
Yeah, because we've been talking about our friends at Piazza, the wind beneath our wings. And I can't say that strongly enough. Piazza Auto Group. Today's my husband's birthday, by the way. So he needs a new vehicle.
Oh, happy birthday, Larry. Look at that. Happy birthday, Larry.
Wow. I decorated the kitchen because he gets up early.
42 years old?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I'm very nice. Years younger. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you decorated the kitchen when?
Yeah.
Doesn't he get up at 2:30 in the morning?
He does. So I decorated last night after he went to bed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that when he got up early.
Oh, look at you. Man, what a wife you are. Man.
And then, you know, he deserves a big Piazza, a new vehicle. Yeah. He needs a new vehicle.
He definitely does.
And if you do, you want to check out my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles. They're featuring the latest luxury vehicle. I don't know if Lair Bear is going to get the Mercedes-Benz Maserati, because I should get that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, priorities, people.
Priorities.
But these are, I mean, some of the most beautiful vehicles on the roads right now. Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. And these models, you know, they have such sleek new designs, innovative features, powered by the very latest in technology. Right now, Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Yes, it does. Just visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.